The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. The Daytona 500 is Sunday, and there's more at stake this year than just who wins. NASCAR itself needs to find a way to fill more seats. More after this. Once upon a time, NASCAR wasn't just a sport, it was a political demographic. Politicians of both parties were after the so-called NASCAR dads.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the most famous words in racing, the President of the United States.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But since that day in 2004, the numbers haven't been so good. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
In 2004, about 8 million people tuned into NASCAR's Sprint Cup Series. But last year, that number dropped to 4.6 million, a decrease of almost half. There are also fewer fans in the stands, with admissions down 30% since 2010.
There was also Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s concussion, which kept one of NASCAR's biggest stars out of the driver's seat for a good part of last year. He's back now, but NASCAR still has a problem with a key demographic, and I'll bet you can guess which one.
How important is it to reach out to the millennials?
Well, that's the demographic that everybody, not just NASCAR, is going after. So
David Scott covers NASCAR for the Charlotte Observer. He says part of the reason for NASCAR's troubles could be the drivers are more corporate-driven. Safety improvements have reduced the risk of crashes, and the sport has gotten away from its southern roots.
Spread themselves too thin around the rest of the country, where there's not quite the hardcore fan that they used to have.
But there are still hardcore fans, and Kayla Volker is one of them.
There's a lot of people I talk to who are my age who don't, like you say NASCAR, and they roll their eyes. They don't get it.
Why do you think that is?
They experience what's on TV, and they never, like, it's more than cars turning left.
More than cars turning left. That sounds like a millennial hashtag to me. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.